Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Worn A People's History of Clothing by Sophie Thanhauser is a nonfiction history of textiles and garment production that examines clothing as a social, economic, and environmental system rather than a purely aesthetic one. Structured around five major fibers linen, cotton, silk, synthetics, and wool. The book traces how each material has shaped labor, trade, household work, industrial development, and global supply chains. Thanhauser combines historical research, field reporting, and cultural analysis to show how the making of clothes moved from local craft and domestic labor into large-scale industries tied to exploitation, colonial extraction, and ecological damage. The book is less concerned with fashion trends than with the people and conditions behind what we wear. Its purpose is to make the origins of clothing legible, revealing how everyday garments carry hidden histories of labor, gendered work, and environmental cost. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from household craft to industrial manufacture, Thanhauser organizes the book around linen, cotton, synthetics, and wool, using each fiber as a way to examine a different era and set of production practices. This structure gives the history of clothing a material logic instead of treating fashion as a sequence of styles. The book follows the substances that make garments possible. That approach helps explain why clothing history is inseparable from agriculture, trade, technology, and labor organization. Linen points to flax cultivation and domestic textile work. Cotton leads to plantation economies and industrial spinning. Silk reveals elite consumption and long-distance trade. Synthetics show the rise of petrochemical production. Wool connects clothing to pastoral systems and industrial processing. The value of this framework is that it makes the hidden infrastructure of clothing visible. Readers see that every textile carries a distinct history of extraction, innovation, and social relations. By grounding the narrative in materials, the book avoids abstract generalization and instead shows how fibers themselves encode historical change. Secondly, the hidden labor behind ordinary garments. A central argument of the book is that clothing production was once embedded in household and local craft economies, but became a mass industry that separated makers from wearers. Thanhauser shows that this shift did not simply improve efficiency. It also redistributed power. In earlier systems, making cloth or garments often involved visible labor within families or communities, which gave the work social recognition, even when each remained demanding. Industrialization obscured that labor and concentrated production in mills, plantations, factories, and global supply networks. The result was cheaper clothing for consumers, but at the cost of intensified exploitation and reduced transparency. This historical shift matters because it explains why clothing today feels ordinary while being produced through complex systems that most buyers never see. The book does not treat industrialization as a neutral technological upgrade. Instead, it presents it as a restructuring of value, visibility, and dependence, in which workers became more replaceable and garments became more detached from the people who made them. Thirdly, women, domestic labor, and undervalued expertise. Thanhauser repeatedly emphasizes that clothing history is also women's history. Across different periods and regions, women are shown as spinners, weavers, household producers, factory workers, and managers of clothing labor in the home. This is important because textile work has often been treated as secondary or naturalized, even when it required skill, endurance, and technical knowledge. The book highlights how gender shaped both the organization and the cultural value of this labor. Domestic textile work was frequently expected of women and daughters, while industrial textile jobs often relied on female labor that was undervalued or exploited. By focusing on women, the book reveals a broader pattern industries built around clothing have depended on labor that society has historically minimized. This is not just a matter of representation, but of economic structure. The gendered organization of textile production helped make garments affordable by keeping wages low and by treating care work, mending, and household cloth production as invisible. The book therefore links clothing to the politics of domestic labor and to the unequal distribution of whose work counts as work. Fourthly, empire extraction and the global cost of textiles. The book places textile history within broader systems of empire and extraction. Cotton, silk, and other materials are presented not just as commodities, but as products of unequal power relations that link distant regions through trade, coercion, and industrial demand. Thanhauser shows how clothing production expanded through colonial networks that controlled land, labor, and markets, allowing wealth to accumulate in some places while imposing harm elsewhere. This perspective is crucial because it explains why the fashion system cannot be understood only through consumer choice or design culture. The materials themselves are tied to plantations, factories, and labor regimes that shaped global inequality. The book also makes clear that modern supply chains are not a clean break from this history. They are a continuation of it in updated form. Contemporary textile production still depends on workers whose labor is often distant from the people who buy the finished garments. By tracing these connections, the book encourages readers to see clothing as a global political economy rather than a local shopping decision. Lastly, synthetic textiles and the environmental cost of modern fashion. Another major theme is the ecological cost of textile production, especially the way clothing manufacturing intersects with land use, pollution, water consumption, and fossil fuel dependence. Thanhouser treats synthetics as a particularly revealing example because they show how modern clothing became tied to petrochemical industry and disposable consumption, but the environmental critique extends across the whole book. Each fiber system carries material costs that are usually hidden from buyers. The argument is not that all clothing is equally harmful, but that fashion cannot be separated from the environmental conditions of production. This gives the book an ethical dimension without turning it into a simple consumer guide. Instead of offering easy purchasing rules, it asks readers to think about the systems behind garments and the real trade-offs involved in making clothes. That makes the book more historically grounded than many books about sustainable fashion. It shows that environmental harm is not accidental, but built into industrial textile systems, and that understanding this history is a prerequisite for any serious conversation about repair, durability, or responsibility. In conclusion, Worn A People's History of Clothing is best suited to readers interested in history, labor, gender, environmental politics, and the social meaning of everyday objects. It will also appeal to readers who want a serious account of fashion that goes beyond trends, branding, or design. The main benefit of the book is that it makes clothing legible as a system. It connects the garments people wear to the workers who produce them, the materials that make them possible, and the political and ecological structures that shape both. That broader framing gives the book intellectual value for anyone studying modern consumer culture or industrial history, and practical value for readers who want to think more carefully about what their clothes represent. What sets it apart from many books on fashion is its combination of historical depth and material focus. Rather than treating clothes as symbols alone, it traces the real conditions of production across time and place. The result is a book that is more investigative than decorative, and more structural than anecdotal. If you would like to support Sophie Thanhouser, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.